Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are going to jump right to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Drive the most trusted brand on the road in California, Toyota. Let's go places.
Oh, wow.
I have a Toyota story coming up in the news as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic.
All right.
First, though, we begin with, hold on, let me check my kid. There he is. Okay. We begin with Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area TV and also the number one ANN journalist.
Oh, number one.
Alice News Network. Scott Budman, welcome.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. Hi.
There's a couple things in the news that I wanted to ask you about. I know that you're on because of the GameStop story, but I wanted to ask you, we don't always see Apple. They do put out, you know, fixes and updates, but we don't always see them say, update your phone immediately, like right now. Get to that immediately. So I'm a little concerned and want to make sure everyone hears this. Have you heard anything about why or what was exploited or what's your opinion on it, I guess, is another question.
Yeah, this kind of wasn't a really big deal, but Apple discovered that they had been, there was an attempt to, I guess, sort of get into some data and on the new operating system. So they said, hey, if you update to this new 14.4 or whatever it is, it has security features built in that will keep this from happening. And so I think it just realized that some people were trying to take advantage of the old operating system, and it said, hey, look, if you're buying a new phone, you're okay. If you've got an old one and you update, you'll be okay because we put all these security things in place. So it wasn't a, you know, alarm bells going off. This is going to be a disaster if you don't do it. But it said, hey, we've noticed some activity. And if you update here, we've got the fix already built in.
Okay, good. Because I don't often see them make such a have a cow about it. Often you'll read the update that says, software fixes, but whatever. If you even read that part, often you just hit, you know, update, install, and you just move on with your life. But okay, I was alarmed because I saw that. Next thing was this GameStop story, I believe, started on Reddit and has developed into a it's not a scandal, is it?
No, it's not a scandal. And usually the only reason everyday people talk about the stock market is if it's so far down that everybody's panicking and our economy is going to go in the tank and all that. Now they're talking about it because certain stocks are going so far up, and it's because of a new breed of trader. And you're right, it started on Reddit. It's all through social media. People are trading on apps that they can get, you know, in and out of stocks quickly. And the price movements are so bananas that, yeah, some people are making money. But in the time, literally, Vinny, that you and I talked about Apple, GameStop stock moved $60 lower. Mm-hmm. And granted, this is a stock that was $4 a few months ago. It was $480 this morning. It's now at 330. This is just all over the place. And like you said, it's done by largely young traders who said, hey, let's mess around with the big guys who always control the market. Let's take some control back ourselves. I like to think about it as sort of a high-tech Occupy Wall Street.
Oh. Did you say buy Entercom stock?
Huh? Did you say? I heard that too. I think if a lot of us buy it, everything will be just fine.
I thought that's what you just said. Did you say buy Entercom? Huh? Okay.
So are you saying that they randomly picked GameStop as the one they were going to go with? I heard this had something to do with they were pissed that people were doing this short sell thing where they're betting on it to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great question. I don't think it was that random. And I think you're right, Sarah. You know, a lot of the large hedge funds, the large corporations that control the market usually by keeping stocks up or down based on what is going on. They put a lot of money in one way or another, are short selling the stocks. What that is basically making a bet that a stock will go down. And a lot of employees hate to see that. You hear Elon Musk talk about how the short sellers are the bane of society because they want us to lose and fail. But if you put that bet that the stock is going to go down and a whole lot of people come in and make it go up, you eventually have to make good on that and buy the stock yourself. Oh. And that's what's happening with GameStop. GameStop, if you think about it, is sort of an anomaly. It's a brick and mortar store that you go in to buy copies of video games. Any gamer out there knows that that's how we used to do it back in the day. Now everything is downloaded. It's all software or streaming. And so GameStop has been a stock that's been trading in very low levels for a long time. The large hedge funds, you're right, Sarah, have shorted the stock, which means they expect it to go down every time there's any sort of excitement. And they picked it because here's a company that not a lot of people are involved in right now. And maybe we can make those big time short sellers have to buy the stock and actually help us move the price up. And that's exactly what happened.
It's such a weird thing, though. And it happened, like you said, it happened so fast that it was like impossible to really get a handle on. And nobody wants to buy it when it's 400. And then it gets down to 330 and you're like, oh, well, maybe I should buy some of that. And then it seems so volatile. The average person, I don't know that we should be involved in this. Mm-hmm.
I would say the average person should definitely not be involved in this. And I don't just say this as someone who, as you guys know, I'm super cautious. I know you tease me about that all the time. But literally, you would have to watch this so closely to know when it's going to drop $100 or when it's going to go up $100. When's a good time to finally get out? Right. And that's not investing, by the way. That's not saying, hey, if I put some money aside into a fund or a stock or whatever you do, someday I'll have enough to, I don't know, put my kid through college or make a down payment on that home or retire. That's investing. This is pure speculative trading.
This is
Vegas.
It's gone
well for a lot of
people.
This
is Vegas. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody today, literally within the last hour, bought this stock at $460. It's now at $330. So someone right now is looking at their screen and sweating, where a lot of people are making money. So it's really risky. And that's why I would say the average investor has to stay far, far away from this and just sort of watch it and say, I wonder how long this is going to last. And like you say, you know, what will be the stock that they pick next? Because this is clearly a way that
I really
they can disrupt
know.
Things.
Yeah, I know. We all do. Entercom stock. What? I don't know.
Everybody, I don't know what's happening. It seems like that's about to break big. Entercom, wow. Amazing.
No, one of the things that happens too, Scott, to your point, is so someone buys at 460. Now it's down at 320. And the bad advice from your friends would be, oh, you should buy more while it's down. That'll just deepen your woes if this thing just goes poof back to $4. Right. So standard sort of operating procedure can't possibly be used in this situation at all.
Well,
because, right, you're not, you know, an investor is thinking this company is going to do good things and sell a lot of phones or cars or whatever. And I have faith in that in the future. A trader is really at the whim of all the mob mentality that's going on right now. And there's no way to know where that's going, whether it's up or down. Maybe they'll get bored. Maybe they'll move on to something else. And right, you're left holding the bag. So this is super, super dangerous. And that's why you're seeing these gigantic swings, because people are just kind of having fun with it at this point.
Can I ask a question? I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, but what the F is going on with this after hours trading thing? Like, why is that a thing? It doesn't seem right. These are the hours of the stock market. And it seems like the average person also can't. So you're watching something that you're like, hold on, this is dying and I can't sell it. Or this is going and I can't buy it.
You know, after hours trading came in a number of years ago because they said, hey, people should be able to trade all over the world, whatever time it is. And so that's right. For a few hours after the market officially closes, stocks move. Now, they usually move without the volume, which means there are far fewer traders, you know, trades being made. And that's why it's kind of risky to jump in after hours, because much like what's going on here with GameStop, you don't really know where the market is going to go. It's not the fundamentals
anymore.
Can
the average person just jump in? Can anybody just jump in that?
You can if you have an account on lots of these brokers, not just a Robinhood that's the hot app right now, but an E-Trade, or even if you tell your broker, hey, I want to get in after the market closes, some can. But again, that's very risky because it's moving based on a much, much smaller number of trades.
And that's why
often you'll see something in the after. Yeah, you'll see something in the after hours and then it'll correct itself or go back to where it was in the regular session. It's a little weird to watch.
Mm-hmm. I just got a text, and as you mentioned, Robinhood, according to this texter, is saying that they've frozen buying that stock.
They have, yeah. There's a whole community of people on Reddit as well that are super mad about the fact that they cannot buy, but they can sell GameStop, which is actually...
So I've been following this super closely. I just tweeted out about 5 minutes before I hopped on with you guys that Robinhood did actually cut off some of the access to GameStop. And it's interesting because they cite market volatility, which we've seen nothing but that for 3 days straight. So after 72 hours of this, they're coming in and saying, okay, we're going to do something kind of responsible. And now the comments I'm getting on my Twitter feed are, how dare they? This is censorship. This is the kind of stuff we get a lot as journalists. But, you know, people are upset and saying, hey, wait a minute. Robinhood is allowing us to get into the free market and do what we want and let the market go as it may. But now you're right. They are cutting off some of the access.
And that would contribute to it driving it down, driving the stock downwards.
Because if all you can do is sell.
And not buy. Yeah, exactly. It's the whole thing.
Boy. Wow. Right, I didn't get that part.
I'm having a heart attack just talking about this. I don't think this stuff is for me. I'm a buy and hold girl.
No, stay away.
Yeah, we're talking NBC Bay Area and Alice News Network reporter Scott Budman. He's on your TV every day. Check him out. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
You're the best.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
I can't pretend I understand it any better, but we appreciate the attempt.
I think that the average person isn't going to jump in on this, and it's an interesting story. I'm really surprised, though, that the app everyone's using has now decided to stop the ability to buy it. As Bryn just said, it changes the price.
Yeah.
So the people who bought it and are holding it now suddenly go, okay, I better sell immediately.
You better.
Because it won't go back up. It's been falsely propped up.
Right.
And that was, I don't know, that's crazy.
Market manipulation, which is illegal.
Yes. It's a crazy time. So it's just like one of those things. So now I guess I got to read Reddit constantly and find out what the next thing to jump
or
on
not.
Is.
Don't.
Yeah,
even,
or not. Yeah, I'm thinking the not.
Not really your thing.
Part.
Yeah.
Well, you
it's
know,
a little too scary.
Everybody's got different opinions on how to manage money, and the only one that matters to you is you because it's your money. So, one of the things that I'll give you an example of a recent conversation between me and my wife. She was like, "I'm mailing out the property tax," and she goes, "What are you doing?" And I go, "Look, I'm budgeting. That's what I'm doing. I do the budgets around here, and I'm going to mail the money out." And she's like, "Put it in the bank. Let's earn $40 interest on that and then send it in April. I'm like, look.
When it's due.
I'm not doing that. I'm doing this straight out of our account with money that we have in our hands. I'm going to get this off my plate and we're going to move on with our lives. How about you cancel that gym we haven't used all year because of the pandemic? You want to save money? Cancel that." And she's like, "Arr, arr." So there's different. Look, that's money not realized. That's not my money. That's money she thinks we could get if we were to. The money you're spending right now on the things you're not even using, that's wasted money, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You sell it. You want to send your stuff out on April, what is it, 10th?
I think
15th,
14th? Yeah, the late fees after April 10th.
Oh, that's actually income tax. What is the property tax?
No, property tax is late fees after
April
10th.
Oh, is also that too?
No, April 15th is tax day.
Oh, okay.
Right? But your property tax, your second installment, I don't have it all straight. All I know is I have reminders in my calendar and I stare at that GD tax bill and I save up for it. that thing. It's just the death of me.
It's a doozy. And it's nice to get it off your plate. And that's why I sent it out. I'm like, I'm not going to have that bill sitting there looking at me for two more months. I want this thing gone. Bye.
Make it go bye-bye.
Right. Anyway, weird, that whole Robin Hood thing.
Well, just weird, the whole GameStop thing. It's like, I don't understand. Bryn told me about it 3 days ago, and it was just, like, out of control.
Mm-hmm. Blew up.
It's not just Robin. This is a text now. 800-400-3697. Oh, geez. Boy, we chewed up that whole break, didn't we? It's not just Robin Hood app. The SEC has banned buying GameStop stock. 408 says, Robinhood screwed over its users' base to protect the giant hedge funds. Nothing that users were doing was the least bit illegal, but it was costing rich people a lot of money, so now it's shut down. Sorry, that's in three.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm actually going to jump on to my little, because I'm on Fidelity, so I'm going to see if I can buy it on Fidelity. I'm not going to buy it, but I'm going to try and set it up. So it's GME, right? GME, mm-hmm. Buy 10 shares. Let's see if it'll let me.
Oh, boy.
It's
10 shares, huh?
I'm not going to buy it.
That's like $3,000 right there.
Coworker, listen to this. 707 says, a coworker just made $21,000 in a month on GameStop.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, it's
yesterday was nerve wracking.
If I'd held on to it at the price I bought it at, I would have made more than that.
I have friends that made hundreds and even close to M's. So it's crazy.
Wait,
yeah,
what did you say?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars
on GameStop.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So they had tons of dough to pour sitting around that they could.
Well,
pour
you know,
into-
if you started this. It, like, not even a month ago, it was $36 a share. So maybe they throw in 10 grand, and what does that become if now it hit over $500 today? So it's like each share.
If you sold it at that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're just watching their portfolios. So if they're not selling it and it dropped down to 300 now, they're just watching this crazy roller coaster going up and down.
Oh, my God.
Fidelity was about to let me buy it. So you can buy it
on certain apps.
Certain apps are letting you do it.
Well, it's clear that Robinhood and other apps are the ones that the people who are doing this are using.
Well,
like, they're not on Fidelity, clearly.
It seems like the SEC... thing that doesn't seem right, because I wouldn't be able to if they had put a true stop on it.
I'm just going to do these
this
texts
freaky,
because
man.
They're very much on subject and a few other good ones. So 650. Well, it isn't exactly Vegas. These younger folk are using sophisticated metrics.
You are betting, though. You're gambling.
Yeah, that was the point. I wasn't. Of course, it's not exactly Vegas, but that is sort of a gambling mentality, which is to...
Let's give this a roll.
Yeah. It's not a long-term hold, was my point.
Right.
You're not investing. It feels like
you're
gambling.
Day trading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Scott calling from the bathroom? No, he was in his kitchen.
Yeah, he's just that he's in a Zoom, and so it's got that Zoom quality audio. We should try to figure out a way to get him on once we get that other unit that allegedly is going to be installed.
I think it sounds great. I mean, it sounds much better than a phone line.
It does. Oh, it does. I agree.
This is another subject, but I thought it was a good text. 707 says, I get Vinny's argument against marrying someone known for a short time, but offended by you married the help. Look, this is my opinion. I'm just stating my opinion when I say that people who work for you or work in any business for that matter, one of my long time held rules was you don't hit on someone at work because they're paid to be nice to you.
Yeah.
So, yes, they're cute and also really nice. And you find yourself going, I love her, except that she's nice because she's working there. The same would be said for some guy who's your bodyguard who you're paying. Yes, she's Pam Anderson the whole time.
But he's also an employee of hers.
Right. And look, I'm not saying they can't be together. I'm not saying they couldn't marry sometime down the road. But the
what's
quick
the rush?
And I'm saying this as a parent. What I would say to my kid would be, enjoy your time together. I'm glad you're safe. Don't run down the aisle, though. You've had five failed marriages under your belt already.
Oh, blow.
Let's Let's, you know what?
True, though.
We don't make great decisions. Let's just pump the brakes and see what happens a year from now.
That lady lives life to the fullest. Mm. She's in love with her bodyguard, and then nothing's standing in her way. I am dragging him down the aisle. Here we go.
Another person
Dan
says,
Hayhurst.
based on the pictures, that guy's a bodyguard? Yeah, he doesn't look, you know, he's
like
no
man.
The Rock.
Kind of looks like Peyton Manning a little bit, except not even as beefy as him.
Yeah.
He's got that look.
Yeah. He's got a nice guy.
Yeah, anyway, congratulations to Pam. I'm out of time, though. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
We're going to do some music news after this.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.